break it down. Wake up, up, up. Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey.
Wow. Happy Wednesday, Ellie.
Oh, why are you so like... breathy. Happy Wednesday, Ellie.
Just had a couple of mints in my mouth today.
Do you know what? I read something interesting about mints yesterday.
Is it mince meat or mints?
Mints with a T.
Yep.
Like, it was tips on how to lose weight. Not that I need them, whatever, I'm super skinny. But they said as soon as you finish eating, eat a mint and then it changes the taste in your mouth, obviously, and it signals to your body that you're done for the day.
Wow.
With food.
You know what? If I had a mint straight after dinner, I wouldn't want dessert.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. I'm going to start trying it. Oh, you want to just have a quick cough off the mic? Cute.
Oh, sorry.
You need a mint, buddy.
Yeah, I need another mint. That's a great idea. Well
there you
done.
Go.
Well
yeah,
done,
I'm going to try. In the lead up to the silly season.
Well, doesn't when you chew gum mean you're hungry or gets rid of the hunger as well?
It
tricks your body into thinking you're eating.
Exactly.
So chewing gum, eat a mint. You'll get skinny and you'll have good breath.
God, all right. I need to start doing that because I am putting on the kgs. I tell you what.
People say this show is not educational.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
We teach you so much stuff. We also teach you more stuff in this catch up. Like
you reckon?
How to win lotto twice.
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
My cousin Blake has got a love dilemma.
Yes, you teach him what to do about that.
We do. Blake has had his heart ripped in two. Can you just... give a couple of heartfelt mention the words to Blake.
Hey, Blake, thanks for being a listener of the show. I mean, I know you're related to Josiah, so you kind of have to be.
He's a good-looking guy, Blake.
I hear you're a good-looking guy. And I hear you're good at golf, too.
You're fantastic at golf.
So, chin up, buddy. You'll get the ladies one day. Keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on. Hey, this is what he looks like.
Mm. Oh, he's way hotter than you.
Ah, that's not what our resume say.
All righty. Well, why have you got your look status on your resume? You work in radio, bro. Looks are the furthest thing from what you need.
It's very true, actually.
All right.
Wait. Oh. What's the letter for Alpha Bucks tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
For anyone that's listening because they want the Alpha Bucks clue for tomorrow's show.
I know. So sorry. I just had to sit through the last 2.5 minutes.
Your letter for Thursday the 13th of October. No, December. 2018.
Well, do not wish us back to October.
Is.
Ooh, it's a tough one. I don't think you're ready for this. Jelly J.
J for Josiah.
J for Josiah. Yeah.
Good luck, guys. Alpha Bucks tomorrow. And Blake, enjoy this catch up because I speak about you.
Yeah, you're hot.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
How's this, Ellie? Parents of a high school student. They're angry, they're furious over disgusting end-of-the-year awards. Now, we've all done it, and I get it, we're moving with the times. We're in a very PC world at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But as if you didn't do this in year 12, when everyone finished school, the students, this isn't by the teachers, by the way, this is student-run only, they're handing out awards, for example, of best butt.
Don't do that, kids.
Best other things. Most person likely to be the first parent.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Most likely to have a sugar daddy.
Yep.
Most likely to be friend zoned. Themes like this.
Do you know what I got when I was at school?
What did you win?
I got the whip my hair award because I always flick my hair, apparently.
See, exactly right. And I guess it's something that just happens in year 12. However, the parents have fired up.
Yes.
We're in a different time. It's 2018.
Mm.
So we'll put that story aside.
Having said that,
and we're going to do our own awards. So we thought we'd do the Josiah and Ellie 2018 award each other with awards to say, you know what? Ellie, I like you a lot. You're a great co-host. You deserve some awards this year.
Thanks, buddy. I'm not going to get like the best butt award, and it's not going to be creepy like that, is it?
Nothing like
okay,
that.
Okay, good, good, good.
Just the best. No, I can't even say that.
What do you want to give me?
So first of all, I thought I'd kick it off. Are you going to give me awards back, by the way?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, see if I'm lucky. This year, I reckon you deserve, forget Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm.
Forget Eminem, you deserve the Rapper of the Year
award.
Oh,
you're not wrong, buddy. Oh. Malcolm, you just got served. You gave your bro your words, now you just get... It's true, I am a pretty good rapper.
You also
rapped
win.
Rapped a few times on the show this week. Yeah, may have one left in the bag for the end of the year.
Oh, is that an announcement I hear?
No, not quite, just letting you know.
You also win, most likely to say the word buddy.
Do you know what? That's so funny, because I've actually got some awards for you too. Oh,
no way, Ellie.
Yeah, and I've got, Josiah, I would like to present you with the award for the most times any Australian has mentioned the country of Albania on the radio.
Albania.
Actually, Australian-Albanian, that's what I am.
You're Australian, you're born here.
Albanian heritage, very pride.
I mean, your dad was pretty much born here, so anyway.
Love the flag.
Congratulations.
Double-headed
fire-breathing
eagle. Dad was born in Albania, by the way.
Yeah, cool.
Now, this is just taking it down a little notch.
Yep.
You also win Grinch of the Year award.
Why?
Because you hate Christmas. You don't have a choice. This is your award.
So
you take it.
You mean to tell me that I'm more Grinchy than the Grinch himself?
Yes, you are. Grinch 2 is out. Is it out yet?
I don't know.
It's out very soon. You should be appearing in that movie. Every time I see the Grinch in that movie, I'm picturing your face on top of it.
It's rough, man. All right. Well, Josiah Sharla, please welcome to the stage. Because I would like to present you with the inaugural Having a Stroke on Air Award.
Text to any, if, does you, would your...
Oh, is that just that?
Text to any, if, does you, would your...
Sorry, one more time?
Text to any, if, does you, would your...
Well done, round of applause.
I don't even know what I was trying to say. another award for you. Yeah. I'd like to call down Ellie Chaney onto stage.
Yeah.
Most likely to OD on Coke Zero.
Oh, jeez. Oh. I'm glad you put the zero on at the end.
Oh, yeah, it's Coke Zero, clearing that up.
You can't OD in Coke Zero. I've tried. Trust me, if you could, I would have by now. Finally, I'd like to give you the award for the amount of selfies that can be retaken in one go.
Hey, nothing wrong with a selfie.
He'll take a selfie and then he'll be like, oh, no, let's take another one.
And then
100
also,
times.
And then put it in portrait mode as well. Maybe it'll look better in portrait mode.
You beat, do you know, there were actually a couple of other nominees in this category. Kim Kardashian was one.
Oh, who else?
You beat her for it.
Yes.
Miley Cyrus, you beat her up for it. Ariana Grande, you beat them all.
Man, Kim Kardashian was also up for Best Booty of the Year Award. and last but not least.
Yeah.
Ellie.
Yep.
I'd like to welcome you to the stage. Most likely not to come back in 2019.
Do you know what? If it gets me away from you, then I'm happy, buddy.
Oh,
I'm
how
happy
dare
about
you?
That.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Speaking of Maccas, I've got a food-related story for you now.
Love food. I'm very hungry this morning.
I'm so hungry. You're about to get so much hungrier.
We should go get the McRib from across the road.
Yeah, we'll just talk about that. I reckon it's good. I reckon it's going to be so good. Let's do it. Okay, but before we do that, I'm really excited because very soon, we don't know exactly when, but within the next couple of weeks, surely, Shepparton's getting Uber.
Well, it was meant to be in December and we're almost halfway through it now. I'm just looking. I've got the Uber app.
I just did it.
Nothing?
Still says coming soon if you try and order an Uber. So it's surely not long away. But the thing I'm most excited about with Uber is with Uber comes Uber Eats.
Yeah, which is Uber on a whole new level.
It's a game changer.
It's basically Uber speaking to our hearts.
Yeah, because at the moment in Shep, a lot of places do delivery, but they're individual places, whereas Uber Eats just one app at your fingertips with all the restaurants in Shep pretty much that will deliver to your home.
How good would that be? You don't have to leave the couch. Very lazy and it's quite cheap as well.
Yeah.
Isn't that just $5 or something?
Yeah, something
awesome.
Like that. I know, so good. Speaking of Uber, they've just released their year in review, which everyone seems to be doing this time, which is great for us because it gives us content. turns out Australians over the last year have ordered 83 million McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
83 million on Uber Eats alone?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that doesn't include
even
in store.
No.
Oh, my
83
goodness.
Million. How many Australians are there? 25 million.
Where do they get all the chickens for that?
God, I don't know.
Poor little chooks.
Aw.
That's a...
Oh, don't say that. Now, how many nuggets in a chicken, though?
Oh, yeah, good question.
Like you could get a fair few nuggets out of
say
one chicken.
Say you get 50 nuggets out of one chook.
You reckon?
You're still talking about a fair few meal chickens. Vegans are shaking their fists at the radio right now.
I'm so... If you're a chicken farmer, can you let us know?
Yeah, could that be fascinating, wouldn't it? Mm. I do know that Maccas get their potatoes, well, they did in America, from Idaho. Which is the potato, when I was over there, they're like, this is where Maccas get their potatoes from. I was like,
not
give me
our
some.
Maccas. All Australian Maccas are locally sourced.
I'd hope
product,
so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, 83 million, that is a lot. But the most popular menu item, what do you reckon it'd be?
Uber Eats, something dirty, takeaway, a burger.
Close. That's the most popular after midnight, a cheeseburger. And I have to say that that's probably all my doing.
It's for all those guys getting the munchies out there. What is the number one?
Number one, hot chips, baby.
Oh, 100%. My favorite. I had hot chips for dinner last night. My goodness, they're good.
You had just hot chips for dinner?
Yeah, I had some fish as well. Fish and chips.
It's both. Step aside. Look who's shredding for summer.
Not me.
people are ordering sashimi.
Yeah, yum. Delicious.
But on Uber Eats, really?
Yeah. No, if it's a good, trusted, fresh seafood place, and unbelievable.
But like, what if it's in, you know, it's in the car? Like, wouldn't that stink out the Uber car?
No. Sashimi's fresh, man. Okay. It's on ice. If they deliver it within 5-10 minutes or something, it's good to go.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
I promise you. I'll take you to... There's not many good Japanese...
Oh, there's a few. There's a few. I'm but it's hard. About, we're very far from the coast here.
Yeah.
So getting fresh seafood is difficult. Finally, I just want to give a shout out to this one person. I'm going to call him Bob. I don't know his name.
G'day, Bob.
But he ordered Uber Eats 658 times in 2018.
Excuse me?
Well done, Bob. That is nearly twice a day, every day.
Oh, I'd like to see the size of Bob.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Got a dilemma going on for my best mate, Ellie.
Hmm.
It's my cousin, Blake.
Oh, I did not think you were going to name him.
Of course I'm going to name him.
Oh, it's heavy. Big Morning, Blake, if you're listening.
Yeah, I haven't told him I'm talking about it either. He called me up yesterday. He's in a bit of a dilemma, and I need your help, Goulburn Valley. So get ready to call 13 12 16. He's got a girl that he likes a lot.
Mm.
I wouldn't say love. It's very strong like. Like, he described her to me as the type of girl you'd marry.
Oh, like that's how people describe me.
Yeah, they do, actually.
I did not think you'd let me have that. Thank you.
He's willing to settle down for her because he is single, commit to her. And he even said to her, look, I want to delete things like Tinder if he has it or whatever. I'll stop talking to other girls.
Yep.
Just let me know if the commitment's from your end because I'm willing to do that for you.
Yep.
She comes back to him and says, don't worry about it because I'm actually seeing another dude as well. So don't worry.
As in, like, don't worry about deleting Tinder.
Yeah. She goes, go for it. Talk to other girls because if you want to keep talking to each other, I've got him, to be honest, so I won't be committing to you anytime soon.
Oh,
and I said, yeah, I said to him, mate, what's your dilemma? I get you're a bit brokenhearted.
Yeah.
Tell her to get stuffed. There's a million more of hers out there. But he came back to me and goes, but I think she's the one. Like, she is.
Oh, Blake.
He's like, she's like the girl that I can see myself with.
Yeah.
I said, I get that, but she's just gone and said this. So this is what I'll talk about this morning. He's willing to chase.
Yeah.
Is it worth the chase or not? Does persistence pay? Should he pursue or should he tell her to get stuff? I told him, mate, whatever you see in her, I tell you, he's a good looking guy. He's a nice boy. He's switched on. I said, you will find that in someone else. I have no doubt. Don't bother chasing her. He's 21 years old, by the way.
Oh, he's a little baby.
I know. You will find something else out there. Go for it.
But on the other hand, like, is she young as well?
Yeah, she is.
Right. So maybe she just needs a bit of time to sow her wild oats, you know, and then when she is ready to settle down, then he'll be there.
Yeah, but he's going, I can show her how good I am. Yes, mate, you are good, but find a girl that wants to be with you as well. Make it mutual.
So is she just not saying that she wants to be with him because she's just still playing the field a bit, doesn't really want a commitment, or is there one person in particular that's stopping
her? It's this one guy, but she's also afraid of him not being showing the commitment from her end, but he's saying to her, no, I will show that to you. And she's like, I don't know.
It's a tough one. See, in my relationship, I said no. I rejected Gav like 8 times in total. In little ways. Like the first one was when I didn't agree to go on a second date with him. The second one was when I told him I was moving away and that was it. And then he kept trying. And then he didn't wear me down. But then I realized, you know what? This guy actually is great. He's putting in the effort with me.
So he chased and pursued and he ended up with you.
Yeah.
And now I'm still taking the other angle. I reckon Blake should tell her to get stuff, to be honest.
Hey, she's the one. He might not be the one for her, though.
Do you know how many times I've thought someone's the one? And I said that to him. I said, Blake, I'm 7 years older, bro. Learn from my mistakes, mate. Learn from them.
Oh.
So we'll see how we go. 13, 12, 16. Is she worth chasing or should he tell her to go pack her bags and go walking? She's actually dropped out. Someone called Alexa. She said, chase. Her husband did the same when she had someone.
Mm-hmm.
They're now married to this day.
There you go. Similar to me. My boyfriend Gav chased me across the country and he got me.
13, 12, 16. What do you think?
Let's go to Steve from Shep. Morning, Steve.
How you going?
What are your thoughts on this? Should he pursue the girl?
I go with Josiah. My dad's always told me, don't always stop looking because the right woman will come to you when you're not even looking.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Do you know what, Steve? Don't you reckon when you're in a relationship, you're always, you know, you're happy. Don't get me wrong. But when you're single, you look back at those days and go, they were fun.
Yeah.
But then when you're single, it never happens, does it? But you've got to remember that it will if you stay in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And funny enough, that's how I met my wife. I wasn't looking one day and then she's just gone bang. There she is, and I've been happy for the last 4 years.
There you go. Looking same with me. I was not looking at all. I was very happy, and bang, they come out of nowhere, don't they? They're a little surprise in the dark.
Yeah, I was very shocked, and I just said to my dad, I believe everything he says now, so
Good on you, now, Steve. Great story.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. All right, let's go to Dale from Cobram. Dale, what do you think about this?
I'm dead against it. There's a difference between actually someone showing no interest and actually chasing until they have interest, and one that has no interest and is talking to another guy. It's a big no-no.
I see what you mean. So you're saying if she was completely single, he should chase her, because even though she's saying no, she may come around and see what a good guy he is, but because she's got a guy there, she's a no-go.
No, I just, multiple guys, no. Definitely not.
Yeah, not for me either.
maybe her guard's up. Maybe she's scared of commitment. Dale's out of bar
that. So what's the reason for the other guy, though?
Yeah. She's just pursuing. Yeah, she's exactly. Just, do you know what?
Everyone's
you
need to have the point of the other guy.
Yeah.
Dale, about Alexa that just called up? She had a guy. Now she's married to the guy because he would not go away. And she goes, you know what? He is a good one.
But, see, people are forgetting that the whole multiple guy situation as well. Like, fair enough if they show that they're not interested and you chase and get them. But when she's saying that she's actually seen another guy, well...
Yeah, maybe she's interested in the other guy.
That's what I'd be more focusing on.
I'm with you, Dale. I just couldn't say I did end up with a girl that chased. I couldn't get over the fact that they were with someone, that they prioritised someone else over me at the start.
It's just a second option. He's a backup option.
Exactly right.
Maybe she is in training to be the next Bachelorette, guys. You wouldn't be saying this about her if she was on the Bachelorette.
Josiah, I think you just need to give him a couple of clips under the ears, wake him up a bit.
You know what I said to him? I did say... Love. Come down to Shepparton. I'll take you to the deck and everything will be okay, mate.
That's probably the last thing I'd be wanting to do.
Actually, good point. That's some pretty girls down there. Don't you worry about that.
There sure is. Thanks, Dale. We'll keep those opinions coming. I mean, I'm sure Blake can take all the advice he can get at this point in time.
Hit I feel us up like on the it socials. Was majority move on. That was the majority said there.
Yeah,
a lot of guys saying just move on, mate. It's easy to say.
Typical boys.
Typical.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Euroa, well done. Well done. You have provided somebody with a winning lotto ticket.
Oh, how good is that?
Yes.
Do you go back to a winning agency after they've won, or is it like they've been cleaned out?
That's the thing. I'm kind of like, once they've won, like they're done. Well, the last time that Euroa News and Lotto sold a Division 1 winning lotto ticket was 5 years ago.
Okay. So maybe we'll go back in 5 years from now.
Or... alternatively, maybe they're on a hot streak and maybe you need to head there straight away.
There's a formula here. I don't know what it is, but I'll figure it out.
Well, the lucky winner, she certainly had a formula. So she buys lotto tickets every week. In fact, she buys them 6 weeks in advance. She's actually from Melbourne, this lady. So she bought her 6 weeks worth and then, went back, sat back, relaxed, whatever. Didn't win for the first five. Then she did a little trip to Euroa, went to Euroa News and Lotto, thought, hey, I'm just going to buy a ticket. Not sure if I've bought for this week or not. So she bought another ticket using the same numbers, all birthdays, all special numbers to her.
Wow.
The numbers then came up over the weekend. So she was like, woo, I've won 400 grand. Great. Happy. This is so good. And then she went home and she was like, hold on. Did I buy that sixth week ticket?
Does that make sense? This makes me angry, but also thinks it's an awesome story.
So she was like, just double check. Went home. Found the sixth ticket. Turns out it wasn't expired. It was using the same numbers. And this woman won Lotto twice. I mean, any excuse to play Britney Spears on the radio. The whole reason I'm doing this
terrible
story this morning.
Just wanted to play Britney. Good honour, I guess.
Yeah.
Would you be a bit devastated, right? You've won Lotto.
Yep.
Would you be a bit devastated that you've only won 400 grand? Don't get me wrong. It is a lot of money.
Well,
more money than I'll ever see. However,
yeah.
If you're going to win Lotto, you want to win like 10 mil or something.
No, do you know what? I reckon that's the perfect amount. 400 grand, what? Maybe 500 grand, because it's enough to get you a house and then you can just live normally. Because if you've got too much money that you don't deserve, not that you don't deserve it. I'm sure this lady is very deserving of it.
Also.
But like, I feel like you don't just want to be gifted too much money. Anyway, she's won nearly 900,000.
Very happy with 50 mil right now.
Would you? No, 50 mil's too much. Give me one mil.
More the merrier. Imagine doing this job, still rocking up every day, but had my Ferrari, had the best house in the Goulburn Valley. Like I would, my lifestyle would change, but I'd still be here
turning
up every morning, 6 till 9, being an absolute tosser.
You realise what we earn in a year is probably what she's going to earn in interest like a day.
I know. Just stick it in some bank account.
Yes. It's not fair. But I want to talk about this morning. Have you won twice? Because like 400 grand, that is good enough. But when you realize you've won again and it becomes nearly 900 grand, that's when you're like, life doesn't get any better than this.
No, it doesn't have to just be lotto. Although I do have a mate, and this is a guy I grew up with. I haven't seen him in a few years. His name is Bryce. His grandmother, they had a fair bit of money. And I was like, oh, how did, blah, 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 how did you make your money? One day he revealed to me.
Why did you say blah, blah, blah in the middle
blah, 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 like that was et cetera. That was our years of conversation that went by.
You and Bryce sound like you have really intellectual conversations.
A bit more blah, 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 blah. And then he revealed to me that his grandma won lotto.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, she won it again, set up the family for life.
See, that's what we call.
That just doesn't happen.
Well, it does, obviously, because it happened to this woman in Euroa.
Happened to
Bryce's grandma.
Ba 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 ba.
Ba 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 ba. All right, we want to hear your stories this morning. Did you maybe find $20 in your pocket and then find $50 in your other pocket? How good are those stories?
Yeah.
Did you just find 50 bucks on the ground? We want to hear those
stories.
Won
twice on a scratchy. Yes. Who knows?
13, 12, 16, if you've got a story for us. James from Kyabram, have you won twice?
G'day, guys. Yeah, we do a monthly meat raffle down at the office.
Yes.
And this month, I actually somehow managed to win the number one prize of the massive meat tray. And the number two prize, which was a slab. So I was super stoked, but I was the least liked person in the office for the next 3.5 weeks.
I mean, I feel like our round of applause wasn't valid enough for what an amazing, amazing win you had.
That just makes me so happy. Like, in my heart, I feel happy for you. Did you at least, like, have a barbecue for the rest of your colleagues, or did you just eat all that meat by yourself?
You know, I think that the good thing to do would be invite everybody from work round, but unfortunately, I'm not a great bloke, so no, I just had some of my mates.
You sound like us. You sound like you don't like anyone in your office either.
No, I was out of there on Friday, Arvo. It was all to myself.
James is just sitting there with like six sausages in his mouth, a piece of steak in his hand, laughing. Well, I'm very happy for you, James. Well done, my friend. Thank you for your call.
Cheers, guys.
You're going to get us in trouble. Like, people are going to genuinely think we don't like our co-workers, by the way.
We don't.
I do. I like them all. Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.